I am here with starting kicker David Akers. Dave, this has been a long week. I know that you've played with a couple teams. You were with San Francisco. You were with the Eagles. So teams that know how to win, what does the Lions have to do to win down the stretch here?
I think ultimately we just need to be more consistent, you know, each and every week. And it starts just kind of in the preparation each and every week. The weeks are kind of the same. And that was Andy Reid's big thing over the 12 years I was in Philly, just keeping everything each week, you know, looking at every opponent the same way. And as you know, I mean, you just can't take anybody for granted. And I'm not saying that's what we've done in any of those games. You know, each and every Sunday, somebody has an opportunity to win. You know, they're getting paid over there as well. So I think ultimately just, you know, keep, you know, buckling down and keep doing this, going through the same process that we've been going through. And I think there's a lot of talent in the locker room. So ultimately, I think we can win.
Now, I know that as you start to look at what you guys have going on the stretch, the playoffs are there. If you want them, your guys are in the driver's seat. As the games get tighter, you know, the kicker's going to be relied on. I mean, what do you do when you see that type of pressure coming down the path here?
Well, first off, we do want the playoffs. I mean, all of us in here want to go. I've been fortunate enough to play in 2 Super Bowls and a lot of NFC Championship games. I've played in 7 of those. So we want that. Ultimately, that's our goal. But, you know, each and every week it comes down to pretty close. I mean, if you've seen a lot of these games where, you know, 1-3 points either way and then a couple of kicks here or, you know, we get a touchdown, it's 7 or less basically every week. And ultimately, you just kind of go in each game. You don't know if it's the first extra point and you win 7-6 or if it's a last-second field goal. So we kind of keep that same mentality the whole way. And hopefully when you're called upon, you do your job and you end up with the positive instead of a negative.
I know you have rookie Sam Martin on a lighter note that is always at your heels about things. How is it being, I guess, playing with a rookie punter this year?
Well, first off, Sam's incredibly talented, not only on the field but off the field and being a professional and learning the game. And he's getting thrown into some new situations. He's holding really for the first real time in his career. He's doing more kickoffs right now. And it's like, I mean, I can kick off, but my goodness, when he just has a leg like that, he's one of the best in the NFL. And, you know, his punting, his net punting is really up there in tops in the league. So he's shown a lot of gumption and how he's able to come together as professional in his rookie year and just make some outstanding plays.
Final question. You and I, we talked off camera a little bit, and you were telling me something we're going to share with the fans that they may not know, and that is you're an MMA fan.
Well, yeah, I took Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 9 years. I did Shaolin Kempo for 9 years as well as part of my training regimen for quite a while, and got some fun little stories of players that have tried and gotten tapped out.
Well, I hear you. I appreciate your time, David.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.